Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Steve Kathan. A federal judge says Google illegally dominated markets for online advertising technology, ruling in an antitrust case brought by the government. CBS News tech contributor Ian Scherer.
This case revolves around advertising technology and effectively saying that Google used its power as one of the largest websites in the world to drive up prices for advertising.
President Trump posted on social media that Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's termination cannot come fast enough. That swipe comes after Powell warned the Trump tariffs will likely mean higher inflation and slower economic growth. Hofstra University constitutional law expert James Sample.
The mere threat of terminating Chairman Powell is uncharted territory. The idea of following through on it raises a host of, at this point, unsettled legal questions.
In the battle over a man mistakenly deported to El Salvador, the Trump administration released court documents from a 2021 domestic violence case. Omar Abrego Garcia. CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez spoke to his wife.
She did file a protective order against him in 2021, but she told us in a statement that they were able to resolve that issue as a family and that he's still a loving father and husband.
Abrego Garcia has not been charged with or convicted of any crime. Trump administration's escalated its ongoing battle with Harvard, now threatening to revoke the university's ability to host international students. It seems federal money farms has been held up and may have
With spring planting season here, many farmers in Ohio are in a bad way after the Trump administration froze $1 million for a federal program that allows growers to hire migrant farm workers.
Way for people to be here is a way that it protects both the farmer and the farm worker.
Bryn Bird is president of the Ohio Farmers Union.
Lack of labor will surely hit all of us in our pocketbooks.
Up to 75% of farm laborers in Ohio are Hispanic. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Well, CBS's Michael Wallace tells us the rapper Drake has expanded a defamation lawsuit he brought against his label, Universal Music.
Drake says more people now believe he's a pedophile after Kendrick Lamar performed his song Not Like Us during the Super Bowl halftime show and the Grammys.
Say, Drake, I hate you like I'm guilty.
Claims those performances have led to more threats against Universal. Accusations baseless and an affront to creative expression.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 186 points. The S&P is 12 points higher. This is CBS News.
Steel walk behind zero turn and steps are built to get the job done. Shop online or at your local Steel dealer. Steel. Let's go mow.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. News Update. Receiver Max Golden got the first of many likely awards this week. Police Chief Alex Ramirez commended Golden at an event for heroically rescuing a man and two dogs from a burning home on Blake Avenue. His quick actions captured on body camera were crucial in saving lives during the fire. A paper truck crash shut down the southbound lanes of the interstate in Kenosha County last night, scattering shredded paper across the highway. No injuries were reported in the incident. Home sales fell in the first quarter of the year by over 10% in Racine County and 5% in Kenosha County. New listings went up 17% in Racine, but dropped 15% in Kenosha. The average sale price for a home in Racine County is $308,000. It's about $20,000 higher in Kenosha. A new nonstop route from Milwaukee to Detroit starts June 13th. Spirit Airlines is launching flights twice a week with fares starting at $37. And two rounds of strong storms are expected in the area with hail possible late tonight, and both hail and strong winds likely tomorrow afternoon. The exact timing of the storms isn't yet known, but we'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Brewers beat the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers. Milwaukee winning the series. Pat Murphy pleased with the performance from starting pitcher Jose Quintana.
He's so under control. Guys want to play behind him. You know, he didn't have his best stuff today. He didn't have his best command today. Walk 3 in the first inning. Very efficient after that.
Basketball, the Bucks head to Indianapolis tomorrow, where they'll face the Pacers in game 1 of their playoff series Saturday at noon. Women's volleyball, the Badgers with a 3-0 win over Marquette in straight sets. Head coach Kelly Sheffield says it was a good turnout at the Fieldhouse for the spring game.
Oh, we had a great crowd tonight. The number of people that were here, I remember our first year here where there'd be some matches that there'd be half as many as what there were tonight. That's what we're is continue to get to the point where even our spring matches are filling the entire building, you know, and then having the match covered on BTN.
That's Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy and mild today with high temperatures tapping 60 degrees and showers rolling in late this afternoon. As they continue through this evening, chances of thunderstorms are also possible. Hail. We're expected to pick up around a half an inch of rainfall. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 48.
Thank you, Brittany. Right now, it's 30 seconds away from Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, Racine.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com. Go to get your life back.
The rest. It was many and many a reel ago that movie maker Edwin S. Porter came to the motion picture capital of the world. He took the town by storm and by surprise with classics like Jack and the Beanstalk, Life of an American Fireman, Uncle Tom's Cabin. But what Porter really wanted to do was to make a Western, the greatest epic Western of all time. And for his cinema story, he chose The Great Train Robbery. Well, he started casting in the autumn, stuntmen first. Most notable among those stuntmen, Frank Hannaway, known for his ability to fall from a full galloping horse without killing himself. The competition for starring roles work was intense, industry-wide. The immortal George Barnes was selected to play the heavy. Along came Max Anderson. By the way, this was before Max became famous as Bronco Billy. Indeed, it was Edwin Porter who discovered Max. Anyway, Max was auditioning for another movie, same studio. He was turned down, but he was spotted by Porter, who immediately asked him, "Can you ride?" Well, Max started bragging about his Western background, and Porter hired him, learning only later that the Wild West where Max was born was St. Louis, Missouri. Anyway, no sooner did the filming start than the thrills began on and off camera. The script called for a particularly dramatic scene in which the locomotive fireman from the train as it approaches a high bridge. In the actual filming, it was a cutaway, of course. A shot of the actor and then cut to a shot of a dummy. A dummy which would plummet over the bridge. But what the camera did not reveal was where the dummy landed. Right in the path of a real train which was passing below. Well, the emergency brakes screeched and passengers screamed and fainted, and when the true cause of the mishap was discovered, a riot broke out between the movie crew and innocent bystanders, travelers. Motion picture buffs sometimes ask why Max Anderson was missing from the first scene, and that's interesting because what happened was that he was riding his horse to the location site and the horse threw him. Here's Bronco Billy, the rough, tough cowboy from St. Louis,
and he couldn't stay on his horse. Well, anyway, the great train robbery eventually was completed. And incidentally, it included some real-life pictures of what happened on the tracks below when the passengers started screaming and fainting and so forth. Not only was the movie The Great Train Robbery box office dynamite, but it turned out to be a landmark achievement in the art of the motion picture. Its success prompted the inevitable sequel, a movie titled The Great Bank Robbery. And yet, as fine as it was, as good as that movie turned out to be, its creator, Edwin S. Porter, will always be known for its predecessor, the watershed wonder of the silver screen, The Great Train Robbery. For that was the jewel in the crown of a motion picture studio only a decade old, called the Edison Studio, in what was then the movie capital of the entire world, West Orange, New Jersey. New Jersey? That's right, New Jersey. Long before the movies came to California, West Orange, New Jersey was. That means The Great Train Robbery, made in 1903, released in theaters the following year. The world's first Western was an Eastern, and now you know the rest of the story.
I guess you could say Paul Harvey has gone Hollywood on us now. That's the rest of the story, heard twice daily on WRJN exclusively with Don Rosen in the morning, 7:25 every Monday through Friday, and again at 12:05 here on WRJN.
Sitting in his nowhere land, all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man.
Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
The blue.
the wind blows from the north and south and east. On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
WRJN. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget coming up next hour, about 1:45-ish. And here's a lyric. See if you can guess the song from this lyric. I was just 13. You might say I was a musical proverbial knee-high. What song is that? Anybody? Bueller? You'll hear it at 1:45 this afternoon on WRJN.
At Just Brew It, experience great beverages and great local finds. Spring is in full swing. Looking for something fun to do next weekend? Mark your calendar for next Saturday, April 26th, and swing by Just Brew It in downtown Union. The spring pop-up from 8 to 1. Sip on your favorite handcrafted drink while exploring a variety of local vendors showcasing unique gifts, handmade goods, and more. Fresh, local, delicious. Just Brew It. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across the entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
WRJN is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WRJN.com, for details.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit, 800-791-1313. That's 800-791-1313.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's Weekend Soundtrack.
Sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't stop the hanging of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want to say. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no. thinking of.
It's WRJN. You got to admit, there's a lot going on out there. And to keep it all straight, here's Stuart J. Waddles with this update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It could be just a little more than April showers. Two rounds of strong storms are expected across the area, with a hail possible late tonight, and both hail and strong winds likely tomorrow afternoon. The exact timing of the storms remains uncertain. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. A Racine hero was honored this week. Officer Max Golden of the Racine Police Department got a challenge coin and commendation from Chief Alex Ramirez. It's for his courageous actions during a house fire on Blake Avenue last week. He broke down the back door to rescue a man and two dogs trapped inside. The fire caused significant damage, but thanks to Golden's heroism, everybody inside was able to get out. The investigation into the cause of the fire continues. And the Racine and Kenosha housing markets saw a decrease in home sales during the first quarter of the year. Racine County sales dropped just over 10%. Kenosha County saw a 5% decrease. Despite the dip, new listings in Racine are up 17%. They're down in Kenosha 15%. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping exhilaration at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
WRJN.
mostly cloudy and mild today with high temperatures tapping 60 degrees and showers rolling in late this afternoon. As they continue through this evening, chances of thunderstorms are also possible, bringing the risk of hail. We're expected to pick up around a half an inch of rainfall. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
WRJN. Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss America. I drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And then good old would drink and ride, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write? Be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I died. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast, and landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. Tune. We all got up to dance, oh, but we never
the stage, my hands were clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove a Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but it was dry. And them old boys were drinking whiskey, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Singing bye-bye, Miss America. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Hi, this is Don McLean, and you're listening to my friend Dan Marcus.
Thank you, Don. Check's in the mail. Here's Jackie Wilson now on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Change, change, change.
It's WRJN. I used to love singing along with that song just so I could go chayayane. People wouldn't think that I was crazy. Well, they thought that anyway, but I had an excuse. Well, Aretha sang it that way. I was just singing along with the song. Yeah, you're crazy, Dan. Yeah, I got that a lot. Hey, a heads up, in Mount Pleasant, Spring Street going to be closing part of it for a couple of weeks starting Monday for some utility work. So be aware of that and heads up and watch out for that. Okay? Just thought I'd pass that along to you. I saw it in the Racine County Eye. Was reading that this morning, so thought I'd pass that along to you here at WRJN.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Conventional concrete's great again as the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, floor, curb, or gutter, it matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional concrete provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful or call 262-203-168 to get started today.
Step into Comet Smoke. Comet Smoke. CBD, vapes, Delta 9, premium cigars, accessories, and wellness products for sleep and stress relief. This 420, Comet Smoke is celebrating you with 20% off store-wide. All this week through April 20th. Stock up on your favorites. Open weekdays from 10 till 7, Saturdays 10 till 5, Sundays noon till 5. Comet Smoke, 9549 South Chicago Road in Oak Creek. Additional questions, call 414-865-0980. Comet Smoke wishes you a happy 420.
With Progressive, renters can save on protection for the things that make your place yours. Even things that don't make sense to everyone.
People always wonder why I don't get rid of my guitar since I never play. But it's like, what if I actually end up taking lessons? Sure, I've had it for 8 years, but if I get rid of it, then what will my New Year's resolution be next January?
Exactly. So bundle your renters and auto and save with Progressive and protect the things that make sense to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations covered subject to policy terms and conditions.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Just got home from Illinois. I'll get in trouble for that one of these days. CCR, RJN.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur be trolling, listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition, divided by magician. Looking out my back door.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I dig rock and roll music and love to get the play. I figure it's about the happiest sound going down.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Next hour, another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets, 145-ish.
No, no.
Nobody for me.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steele.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump just said moments ago he'll make a very good deal with China and insists there will also be a tariff deal with the European Union.
We're going to have a problem making a deal with Europe or anybody else because we have something that everybody wants. You know what that means, right? We have something that everybody wants. We're going to have very little.
The foreign desk. The European Central Bank has just cut interest rates to 2.25%, an attempt to shield European consumers and businesses from the financial shocks triggered by the Trump tariffs. ECB President Christine Lagarde declining to say what happens
to stand the unpredictable,
using the words uncertainty, credulity to describe mass trade allies attempts to absorb it. CBS News.
Reporter Jeff Gill on how tariffs are reverberating in the auto industry.
While Ford is offering employee pricing for all discounts until June, it's indicating that after vehicles could be more expensive. The Detroit News quoting a memo to dealers.